the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
Hello, beautiful friend. We are in the middle of a 12-part series on the game rules, which are your rules of engagement for how to win at real estate, in the game of real estate, if you will. We are on game rule number 8 on this episode. I encourage you and invite you to go back and listen to game rules 1 through 7 if you'd like to catch up. None of these have to be in order, so you can always go back and listen to them. We use these game rules to keep our head in the game, to know exactly how to play with ourselves and our minds, if you will, in order to achieve the highest level of success, because that's where it starts, is in your own mind. And that's a perfect segue into game rule number 8. So let me go ahead and share that with you now. What you think is what you become. This is very simple. We've kind of already alluded to this in some of the other game rules, but this one really spells it out very differently. I want to remind you, if you haven't heard my previous episode about the power of our thoughts, that there is a constant loop feeding in your brain that will determine the outcomes of your life. Remember, your life is not happening to you. You are creating it moment by moment. Things happen. We call them circumstances. They're outside of our control. Happens all around us every day, all the time. Nothing we can do about it. Things happen. Life is occurring. Most of us create feelings. We think we have feelings about what's happening. We get a feeling. But what we don't realize is between the circumstance and our feeling is this very powerful, very controllable thing called your thought. You created a thought in your brain around the circumstance, the thing that happened. That thought creates a biochemistry in your body called an emotion or a feeling. When you have a thought, the body says, is this a safe thought? Is this a happy thought? Is this something that's going to move us forward? Is it something that we should be afraid of and run from? Let me create an emotion so that I can elicit and create the body, make the body take action. Or lack of action. It's the body's biochemistry. It's our biological response to our thoughts, all geared towards keeping us safe. But we're not cavemen anymore. And although we do want to keep ourselves safe and we don't want to put ourselves in harm's way, oftentimes our thoughts don't serve us, and that safety ends up keeping us small and limited. So to reiterate, circumstances in life happen. We have a thought about them. That thought creates biochemistry, initiates a biochemistry reaction in our bodies called a feeling. We will then act or not act based on the feeling we're having. And the way we behave, the actions we take, will determine the results of our lives. This is called the thinking loop. It happens on rinse and repeat inside of your brain every day, all day, over and over and over and over again. And it's all so massively subconscious that unless you are doing the thought work required to really be mindful of it and interrogate it, it will happen without you even knowing. You just feel a victim to your feelings. You just feel a victim to your thoughts. I'm sorry, your actions. You just feel a victim to the results of your life. And that's where people think life is happening to them. But no, 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 we're creating it because of the way we're thinking. Most people have never been taught this. Most people don't understand this. So they think their thoughts are their truth. And therefore, they're acting on their truth. And therefore, the results that they get are just what happens to them. And it's a powerless victimhood to live in. And I don't want that for you. And I don't want that for me. And I don't want that for us. And there's no place for it in an entrepreneurship business world, because you are the master of your success. Therefore, you better darn well be the master of your results, the master of your actions, the master of your thoughts, the master of your feelings. You have to be that, because no one is there to cut you a paycheck unless you've made it happen. And you will not take necessary action for your business unless you feel like doing it, unless you feel what you need to feel to do what you need to do. This is biologically the way we are designed. It's biblical. It's scientific. There's no two ways around it. This is what's going on inside of you. Now, most people, because they don't challenge their thoughts, they live in habitual thoughts. 90% of what we think about is a habit. So 90% of the way you feel is habitual, because 90% of your thoughts are habitual. Therefore, 90% of your actions are habitual. Habits, 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 they're running our lives. We're asking you to stop and realize game rule number 8, what you think is what you become. Because the way you think creates the feelings that create the actions that create the results, which is what we call what you're becoming. Your life, your results, the things that you call yours. Results of your life are anything from your health to your relationships to your finances to your business to your spirituality to your mental toughness to every single thing about you. The results of your life you have masterfully created, consciously or unconsciously, throughout the course of your life. I challenge you to know that you get to be the architect, the designer, the construction manager, the interior designer, the maintainer of this beautiful artwork called you. It is not happening to you, my friend. It is happening for you. And as a business owner, entrepreneur, when you learn this, when you deploy this, when you practice this, you gain an unfair advantage over other people around you who are trying to do the same thing you're doing, but falling victim to their thoughts. Because society and the world is not set up to give you positive thinking. It's set up to challenge you and make you afraid and belittle you and hold you small. So what you think is what you become. You better think the way you want to be. The way you think will absolutely determine the outcomes of your life. So you better know how you're thinking. You better challenge your thoughts. You better listen to them. Look at them. Don't put them on autopilot. Make sure you're being ever so consciously aware of the way you're thinking about the circumstances surrounding your life. Circumstances are neutral. They're not good. They're not bad. They're neutral. How you choose to think about them creates the story that creates the emotion that feels good and bad. We have to know the difference. And as business people, we have to recognize how much power we have to shape the results that we want for our lives. And as business people, recognizing that our purpose, that we live it out through our business, is shaped or not 100% by how we think. The market doesn't determine it. The people around you don't determine it. You do. You do. And you can't blame anyone else for it. And you can't credit anyone else for it until you take the full responsibility and you take the full credit. That's the beauty of being a victor over your own thoughts, because you no longer fall victim to other people's whims and decisions over your life. This is the ultimate place of empowerment. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful design of the human life and brain. We live in a free country where we are absolutely allowed to design the life that we want. It won't be overnight. It will be hard. It will require you to be someone you've never been before in order to become it. But I hereby give you permission to do that. You were designed to be massively powerful and impactful with who you are and the value you uniquely and beautifully bring to the world. So therefore, game rule number 8 is of vital importance for you to understand that how you think is what kind of real estate agent you will become. How successful or how unsuccessful, how happy or how unhappy you will be within this industry. Thought work is your job, waking up every day and making sure that your thoughts are in alignment with the career that you have designed for yourself is your number one job. And until that is straight, don't do anything else. Get that straight through journaling, through therapy, through coaching, whatever you need to do to be the master of those thoughts so that you can design the life and live it out how you want. I'm going to read to you the 10 affirmations that we have written around Game Rule 8. Here they are. My thoughts shape my reality, therefore I choose them wisely. I am committed to mastery over my thoughts. I intentionally design my reality today by training the way I think. I am self-aware and can be a neutral witness to my thoughts. My thoughts are always optional. I set myself apart by being a mental ninja. I stand guard over my mind and my emotions because they dictate who I am becoming. I understand that the words I speak over myself are a direct reflection of my private thoughts about myself. I am fully capable of changing the way I think about any negative situation. Within me is everything I need. Friends, game rule number 8, what you think is what you become. Stand guard over your thoughts and stand guard over the life that you're designing for yourself. I'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.